In Spain, the manhunt continues for suspects believed to be involved in multiple acts of terrorism this week. On Wednesday, there was an explosion, then a terrible vehicle attack in Barcelona yesterday on that city's historic Las Ramblas Boulevard that killed at least 13 people. Then there was a second vehicle attack today in the city of Cambrils, southwest of Barcelona. NPR's Frank Langfitt joins us from Barcelona. And Frank, first of all, help us understand, how are these three events linked?
Well, you know, as you were saying, Magda, it all began Wednesday night in this coastal city called Alcanar. There was this gas explosion. And first, police thought this was just a domestic accident. And, you know, what you see when you get gas leaks, that sort of thing. Firemen and police came, and then they were injured by a second blast. Well, now what police are saying is that people inside this house were trying to build bombs with gas canisters. And these explosions, I don't know if you've seen the video, the explosions were huge. They leveled the house, killed a couple of people, including one suspected jihadi, and police arrested another jihadi who was injured there at the scene.
And so then after that explosion, did that then just make those folks turn towards, or that group
That's
turn
the
towards,
theory.
Barcelona?
Exactly. That's the theory the police are working under, really, is that this was kind of a botched, it was a mass terror plot to use bombs. And when that fell apart with the explosion, they then sort of had a plan B of sorts. And that plan B we saw play out yesterday. Again, this is just a theory by the cops. It was Thursday afternoon, 5 p.m., as we've been talking about. This man drove a van down the big boulevard here, big pedestrian walkway. There's lots of kiosks and cafes. I'm staying right near here. And usually this time of year, a lot of the year, it's jammed with thousands of tourists. And the van actually covered more than 500 yards before it crashed, and the driver got away. Now, people think who was ever behind the wheel was part of this jihadi group who was building bombs, and they're still actually looking for that person. They're not quite sure who it is. They haven't caught him yet.
Yeah, and I mean, Las Ramblas is one of the iconic streets and boulevards of all of Europe. So that brings us to early today. I mean, tell us more about what happened in Cambrils.
Same kind of thing. As far as the cops can figure, these guys were kind of on the run and also looking to do as much damage as they could in the limited time they probably felt they had left. So five guys were in a car. This is about 3 o'clock in the morning. They come across a roadblock, a police roadblock in the seaside town. It's about 3 a.m. or so. They run the roadblock. They injure some pedestrians. They kill one. Then they roll the car over. Four get out. They attack a cop with knives. He shoots them, kills them, and a fifth attacker stabs a pedestrian. So again, in another part of northeastern Spain, another coastal town, another attack by what police believe are part of a fairly large jihadi cell.
Okay. So Frank, as we mentioned earlier, there is a manhunt still going on. Police are still pursuing people in connection with this. What do we know about some of the suspects?
Well, they're looking, the Catalan police say they're looking for four men right now. One of them is a guy named Musa Okabir. He's a dual citizen from Morocco and Spain. He's either 17 or 18. He's very young. And if you look at pictures of him on social media, he appears like a really skinny young guy. It's kind of quite striking to see him. He lived in a place called Ripoll. It's a town about an hour and a half north of Barcelona, if you're driving. He has no police record. His brother's ID was found in the van that crashed here in Barcelona yesterday, and police have already arrested his brother.
Now, Frank, you mentioned you're not far from where the vehicle attack in Barcelona happened. You've been speaking with people. What are they saying?
Well, you know, it's somber. There are, as you were saying before, this is a huge place where, you know, tons of pedestrians come, and basically you see candles on the walkway. But what's interesting, you know, by afternoon, people were back in action. And some people I talked to said that they kind of expected this, that after certainly the attacks in London, which I've been covering, I've covered three vehicle terror attacks since March, and of course the attacks we've seen the last couple of years in Paris, they're shocked but not surprised by this. Also, remember, Spain has a long history dealing with terrorism attacks, going back certainly to the Basque separatists in the 80s and the 90s. And so I think you get a sense that it's a terrible event, but there is a sense of people kind of getting a little used to it and, you know, knowing that it may be coming. It may be around the corner because we've seen it so much, particularly in the last few months.
Well, you mentioned the UK, so Westminster, London Bridge, and now we have Las Ramblas. These are really striking at the cultural hearts of these cities. Do we know anything more about those at least 13 people who were killed in Barcelona?
Yeah, you know, it was, as you would expect, in Barcelona in August, it was victims from across the globe. And in a sense, we don't know the exact motives of these folks, but obviously terrorists want to get a lot of attention and have that attention spread far and wide. And certainly this was the place to do it. It's 30 people were injured, victims from 34 different countries: Germany, Algeria, Argentina, Australia, China, Romania, Venezuela. One American was killed, another one was injured. And of course, this is a huge tourist city in Europe. It's overrun. There have been a lot of stories in the press recently about how tourism is straining Barcelona. And everybody, of course, who's going to come here, they're going to go down to Las Ramblas. They're going to go down to that pedestrian walkway. It's like going to New York City. You're going to go to Times Square. So it really is a magnet. And obviously, the terrorists knew that this was a good place to do as much damage as they could and get a lot of attention.
NPR's Frank Langfitt speaking to us from Barcelona. Frank, thank you so much.